Hello, it's Brother Jeff again for your daily inspiration. Thanks for taking time to fellowship with God's Word. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. We're going to talk about the fruit of the Spirit today. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. A spiritual life will have a manifestation of this holy fruit from God. It starts off with love. You know, we can go to the scripture and find that God is love, and in him there is no darkness. So the fruit of the Spirit is love. Jesus, God, is love. So if you have God, you have his fruit. If you don't have God, you don't have his fruit. And it is love. It's a divine love. It's that word in the Greek they call agape. It's a strong, ardent, tender, compassionate devotion to the well-being of someone. You see, true love doesn't take, it gives. The next fruit is joy. And this is that emotional excitement. It's a gladness. It's a delight over blessings received, blessings expected for yourself and for others. And you know, joy is different than happiness. Happiness comes from a root word called happenstance, about what's happening to me. Deep and true biblical joy comes from knowing God, knowing sins are forgiven, knowing that there's a heaven waiting. It's something far deeper. The next fruit would be peace. And this is that state of quietness, rest, repose, harmony, order, and security in the midst of turmoil. Security in the midst of strife and temptations. Just a knowing that God is in control. Not having to fight it in my own strength, but resting in God. Peace is the fruit of the Spirit. Long-suffering. And this is patience. It's patient endurance to bear long with the frailties, the offenses, the injuries, and the provocations of others, without murmuring, without whining, without repining or resentment. Long-suffering gives me the ability to accept you the way you are while I'm feeling maybe I'm better or I feel like you ought to be doing better. It just gives me a kindness toward you to not, you know, throw you away. Just to wait. Long suffering is patience. Gentleness is a fruit of the Spirit, and it is gentle, soft spoken, kind, even tempered, cultured and refined in character and in conduct. Lord, give us gentleness. David said, thy gentleness hath made me great. Goodness is a fruit of the Spirit, the state of being good, kind, virtuous, benevolent, generous, God-like and like, and life and conduct. Fruit of the Spirit is faith, and that is trusting God. It's confidence, assurance, and reliance in God and all that he has said. Substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Meekness is a fruit of the Spirit, and it's a disposition to be gentle, kind, indulgent, and even balanced in tempers and passions, and patient in suffering, injuries, without feeling like we need to take revenge. Temperance is a fruit of the Spirit. Self-control is another word that could be synonymous for that. And it's just moderate. in our indulgence of appetites and passions. And according to what we read here, it says, against such there's no law. No law can condemn one with the fruit of the Spirit. The law only condemns sin, not righteousness. So you can commit these as much as you want, and there's no limit. What a blessing. Well, I read these and find myself saying, oh, Lord, I think of that song, Oh, to be like thee. I find that I have not yet arrived, and I need more of God's presence in my life. And I'm not satisfied with where I'm at, so I'm going for more. And I hope you will too. The Lord bless you as you seek him, and have a good day.